We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for making some time for us, Brian.
Hey, any time for you guys, man. Come on.
I actually believe that. Okay, B, before we get into all this, because we know it's still evaluation, okay, I'm going to try and save
that's
you from
Hey, that's exactly right, Randy.
I'm going to try and keep you from saying that today, evaluation. How did the first pitch go? How did the first pitch go?
Yeah, evaluate your first pitch.
I'm evaluate. I got cut from the list at the last second.
Oh, really?
It was very, very disappointing, man. I had it all set what I was going to throw and everything, and what happened was Fox Sports sales department had given my spot up like a month ago. He was supposed to throw out a first pitch early in the month. It got canceled, so they moved him back to this date, and they wasn't thinking about it. So I got kicked to the curb, guys.
What?
We need some more explaining than that, man. I mean.
No, I'm telling you, man, I was shocked, man. You know, it's a perfect Jackie Robinson day, man.
Yeah. Jackie Robinson day, they bumped you? I don't know.
But you know what? That just goes to show you, corporate money makes final decisions.
Yes, it does.
Now, we've all fallen victim to that. But you know what we need to do, though, Brian? I mean, find another day, right? I mean, another day on the calendar that's important to you.
You find another day, but that was an important day, man.
Yeah.
Jackie Robinson, man, it was an honor to even be thought of to be able to throw that first pitch, man. So it was a disappointing moment for me.
Well, how do you think it would have gone?
It would have been terrific, man. I would have threw a nasty split finger right down the middle. Oh.
Well, if you got a split finger in the arsenal, maybe they need you out in the bullpen right now, Brian, because it's not. I don't know. Talk us off a ledge. Talk to us about patience. Talk to us about evaluation, because what the bullpen looks like right now is very frustrating.
Hey, man, I'm trying to kick Peter Moreland off the broadcast and back into the bullpen.
No kidding.
Jeez. No, it's frustrating. No question about it. I know everybody's talking about Biddle after making a comment that he can't wait to get the ball the next day. And, you know, he struggled again, man. It's mental. But that's the risk that you take when you're dealing with young pitchers. You know, you're throwing these guys in the fire. You're going to see this over and over, you know. But again, I think time is running out for a lot of these guys to prove themselves because we just don't have the patience. And, you know, the Braves, heck, they got a chance to get swept by the Arizona Diamondbacks today, man. Mike Soroka is looking pretty good right now, but you know, offensively starting to slow down a little bit. I think they're starting to put more pressure on themselves because they know they got to score runs to win the ball game. So, hey, I'm crossing my fingers that by the end of the month, you know, the evaluation period is over and we can make some moves that we as a fan can feel good about.
Bro, we've been talking all day, me and Andy, about, you know, something that AA was talking about certain pitchers, the Darren O'Days. There was five guys, Darren O'Day and Sam Freeman, I'm sorry. And, you know, and guys like that. And we're wondering, coming into this season, you did not think that you maybe need an upgrade there, but yet you go out and you give Josh Donaldson $23 million thinking that you need an upgrade at third base.
Well, you know, again, that deal is about relationships. I know Alex Anthopoulos. Been in Toronto. He's seen Donaldson. So that was sort of a good graces deal with Donaldson, hoping that he can, you know, bring some leadership and bring that back to this lineup. Right now, you know, he thought Donaldson was starting to heat up, and all of a sudden he's struggling again. He's struggling on an off-speed pitch. So, you know, you look at O'Day, that's a guy that, man, we're waiting to see. You know, if he gets healthy, I mean, this guy could be a big part of this bullpen. Might even be put in the closing role. I mean, you know, Sam Freeman, they let him go. Another veteran who had a good year and then not so good year. But he's a veteran. He can understand you know, going out there and getting it done. But when you, as a general manager, make that decision that you're going to go and look at these young guys and hope that they develop, then you got to stick with your guns and see what we have, and you're going to go through your ups and downs in this first month. But at least he knows who he has and who he doesn't have. Because there's going to be some trades made, I believe. And although they held on to this young talent all offseason, we may see some of this young talent be traded off for some veterans in the bullpen.
Yeah, and look, you mentioned that on Tuesday. That was a silver lining that I was clinging to yesterday. And I hope that that does happen when the evaluation period is over on May 1st. I do have to go back to, though, and wonder about the Donaldson signing on good faith. Because we saw that last year with Bautista as well. Like, is that okay? Like, are you comfortable with that? A general manager making decisions based on things like that?
It's okay if he stays healthy and he hits the way we know he can hit, you know, or shall we say he showed us in the past.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's been injured, you know, the last couple of years often. But, I mean, Alex has faith in him. And again, I mean, it's a good situation for Donaldson. It says a lot about him as a good guy. But, you know, the pressure's on Donaldson. He's going to have to go out there and prove Alex right, or Alex is really going to have a backlash from the fans and a lot of people.
B, we were saying, talking about just the overall upgrades, and I asked you the question about the third base, but we were talking about the catcher also. I mean, we love Brian McCann. When he was here before his first time here, he was all-star and all that stuff right now. But letting go of your catching duo last year and compared to the this year, is it an upgrade or is it just, well, he's a great clubhouse guy?
Well, he's a great clubhouse guy, right. But I got to give a lot of credit to Suzuki, right. Man. He was terrific, you know, the last couple of years. Really pleasant surprise. I don't think anybody expected him to bring the power that he brought over the last couple of years and be as good as he was. And Alex Anthopoulos, those guys, they didn't want to lose him. You know, they offered him a two-year deal, which was, you know, low ball considering the year that he had, and he decided not to take it. So what they did was they signed Flowers real quick, and they have to go, you know, you have to go out after somebody. And Brian McCann was available. He was a cheap option, and he's sort of a fan favorite here in Atlanta. I mean, I really thought Realmuto would be the guy that you go out and try to invest in. But once I heard the deal that Miami wanted for Realmuto, you know, it made no sense to go out there and do that deal. I hate that the Phillies got him, but, you know, he would have cost the Braves too much and too many prospects. So that would have been the perfect option to fill that catching spot.
Brian Jordan joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game during the Braves game. Because he cares that much about us.
He
cares that much about us.
So
yeah.
Talented.
Multi-sport athlete as well as being able to do multiple broadcasts at once. Brought to you by Atlanta Peach Movers. You mentioned earlier, Brian, about the mental part of it with Biddle and some of the bullpen guys. And we heard Snit talk about that after the game last night as well. I mean, how do you fix that? And whose job is it to fix that? If it's not physical and it's actually mental, what do you do to make that better?
Well, I heard we got a new pitching coach in
yeah.
Rick, but I haven't seen him in the last week here in the dugout. So, you know, that's a question that he's going to have to figure out, man. I mean, one reason we brought him in was to limit our walks, you know, and that hasn't changed at all from last year. But, you know, mental is something that you have to go back to the tank and look at your mechanics and figure it out. I think for him, it's really a mental block against left-handers. He cannot pitch the lefty for some reason. You know, he tries to throw the fastball. He stays away from the curveball, the lefties. And it's a confidence thing, man. And we talked about that all post-game last night. How do you change that? You have to go back to the drawing board. He has to do it himself. I don't think anybody can talk to him about it. You know, you got to get that mental block out of your head and figure it out. And you heard Snick say, we're going to keep throwing him out there until he figures it out. But I'm not sure if he's going to have that time if he continues to go out there and fail in critical parts of the game.
Hey, Brian, last night on the broadcast, one of the analysts were talking about the kid Bradley for Arizona, that he was a hot shot starting pitcher, whatever, coming in, and then he wasn't able to develop. And then they put him into the setup role, and now he's one of the best in the league. At what point of a young pitcher's career do you finally say, you know what, this guy, he's probably not going to be a frontline starter, but we can put him somewhere in the bullpen to help us?
You know, that's something that we've seen the Braves do a lot of, right, man. Bring up these starters from Gwinnett and then put them in the bullpen. And that's tough to do, man. I hate to see it happen to young players. I think more veterans are fit for that. But we have no choice right now but to do that. I think Bryce Wilson, to me, would be a great candidate.
Yeah.
Although we saw him start the season as in the rotation. But he has that mentality, that bulldog mentality, and I would love to see him come up and get in the bullpen and give us a couple of innings and even get a chance to close a game. He just has that attitude that I like out of the bullpen. So we may start seeing that on this next road trip to Cleveland and Cincinnati. Who knows what's going to happen after this game, who's going up, who's going down, but we know that Alex Anthopoulos, they've been pretty aggressive in moving guys around. So you got to start giving these young guys a shot.
Brian, and I'm going to go back to something that, you know, me and you both played the same sport. Is it more like when the NFL, they get these first-round quarterbacks that just don't want to give up on them because it would look like a bad look?
Right.
Yeah.
You know the drill, Randy.
Right.
You know, they don't want to look bad, so you got to keep giving the guys the same shot and hope that he can figure it out. But as we see, man, it's tough to figure out at the major league level. I mean, you can't constantly go out there and embarrass yourself. And then, you know, when you get the fans against you, you know, confidence-wise, you'll never regain it.
Hey, Brian, thanks so much for the time. As always, taking some time to slum it with us on the radio during the TV broadcast. Go back and be a TV star, man.
Appreciate it, B.
All right, fellas. Y'all have fun, man.
Take care, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.